Nearly 19 million barrels of oil is consumed in the United States each day. According to the Institute of Energy Research, this staggering number meets 37% of the nation's energy demand. Peter Rose is former oil and gas branch chief for the U.S. Geological Survey. During his talk at the annual Eminent Scholar Lecture Series, Rose said that due to rising energy demand, fossil fuels will continue to be the dominant energy source.
Fossil fuels are going to be the major source of our energy for the next 30 or 40 years. Any way you cut it, it comes out that way. And the EIA, the U.S. Energy Information Agency, predicts that U.S. oil production will be increasing in the future. Never to the level that it peaked at in 1970 at about 3.2 billion barrels a year, but back towards about 2.5. And moving now in the direction of 50% share of the total oil, crude oil unit the United States uses.
The Energy Information Agency also predicted that natural gas production will increase by 40% due to new extraction processes like hydraulic fracturing. Rose said that giant strides in such technological innovation has led to producing oil from large reserves in deep water, the Arctic, and natural gas from deposits like shale. However, he went on to say that the need to drill in such environments is because easily accessible fossil fuels are being depleted.
What's going on here is what we can refer to as exploiting the resource triangle. When we start off with any resource, we identify those traps, those accumulations, those deposits that are large or easily found and cheap to mine and very rich. And as the use and demand for the resource grows and grows, we work down into lower grade deposits. And this is what's happening with natural gas, and now it's happening with oil.
The increased use of advanced technology to access harder-to-reach fossil fuels will mean higher energy prices. Rose said drilling and processing lower-grade deposits could mean $6 per gallon gasoline, but may reduce wasteful energy usage.
Let me let you have a kind of a sobering statistic. I'll be 76 in July. About 60%, maybe more, of all the oil that will ever be produced in the world has been produced in my lifetime. And whenever we really waste energy, waste fuel, what are our kids going to say?
Questions remain over how much oil is in onshore and offshore areas across the globe. A recent article in the journal Science reported that despite near tripling of oil prices, non-OPEC oil production that accounts for 60% of world output has remained stable since 2004. And experts predict it will stay that way for another decade before declining. Advocates for renewable energy cite these statistics, along with environmental impacts associated with the fossil fuel industry, as reasons to quickly move away from fossil fuels and instead invest heavily in renewables like solar, wind, and biofuels. But Rose said these alternatives have their own problems.
Suppose we said, well, what we want to do is to increase solar and wind and biomass to the point where each of them is 20% of our total use. That's the proposition. And let's look at what would happen. In terms of the land use required for solar, it would take about as much as the state of Missouri. We just have to give over one of the states to solar panels. How about wind? Well, we can take most of the American West. Because it doesn't take that much area for wind turbines. And the wind doesn't blow in all those places. How about biomass? Everything east of the Mississippi, including Florida. There's a scale problem here, folks.
Rose concluded with the call for a balanced national energy policy that relies on fossil fuels, increased use of nuclear and renewables, and policies that would improve energy conservation, such as increasing gas taxes.
We need to have stable, high energy prices to allow these things to happen. You're not going to want to hear this, but I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, if gasoline goes to $8 a gallon, that's great. It will make us make choices. Conservation is the single, quickest, cheapest way to reduce U.S. energy consumption. I think what we ought to do is gradually increase federal taxes on gasoline and dedicate that money to alternate energy development.
Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Matthew Simatal for WMNF News.